This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the honorary rank of General of the Indian Army on Nepal Army Chief Subrapal Janasewasri, General Asok Raj Sigdel at an investiture ceremony in Rashtrapati Bhavan today. The Chief of the Army Staff in Nepali Army, General Sigdel, was awarded by his military prowess and contribution to fostering Nepal's long and friendly association with India. Both the Houses of Parliament today witnessed disruptions over various issues. Amid ruckus, the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha were adjourned till 2 p.m. after uproar by Treasury and opposition benches. Cashless treatment of accident victims scheme will be soon launched in the entire country. Union Minister for Road, Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, said this in the Lok Sabha in a reply during the question hour today. The minister said the scheme prevailing in six states will be launched in Uttar Pradesh and later in the rest of the country. The scheme enables the victims of the road accidents to avail cashless treatment of up to 1.5 lakh rupees in the hospitals. Mr. Gadkari said cashless treatment scheme has saved 2,100 lives in six states where the scheme is being implemented now. Expressing concern at the growing number of accidents on highways, the minister requested the members to set up accident prevention committee in every district to look into the reasons leading to such road accidents. The number of registered enterprises on MSME Udyam portal has increased from 1.65 crores on 31st March 2023 to 5.60 crores on 30th of November this year. Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Minister Jitan Ram Manji said in a reply in Lok Sabha that his resource and addition of 3.95 crore enterprises during the period. He highlighted that the average number of registrations on Udyam portal per day is now more than 30,000. Foreign Affairs Minister of Portugal, Paulo Rangel, has arrived in New Delhi today on a four-day official visit to India. This is the first official visit to India. During his visit, Portugal's foreign minister will hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi tomorrow. He is also scheduled to travel to Goa to participate in programs on Saturday. Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat has highlighted that the country's domestic tourist visits increased from nearly 120 crore in 2014 to 250 crore in 2023. Mr. Shekhawat was interacting with the media about the initiatives and development in the tourism sector in New Delhi. The World Ayurveda Congress and Ayurveda Expo commenced at Dehradun in Uttarakhand today. Chief Minister Puskar Singh Dhami inaugurated the event at the parade ground. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister expressed confidence that the prestigious event would serve as a pivotal platform for advancing research, development and new discoveries in Ayurvedic practices. Mr. Dhami said the state government is taking several steps to promote Ayurveda. The 22nd Divya Kala Mela began at India Gate in New Delhi from today. Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities under the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment is hosting the 11-day event to showcase the talent, creativity and entrepreneurial spirit of Divyang artists from across India. Over 100 Divyang entrepreneurs and artisans will showcase their products and skills. The event will run till the 22nd of this month from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Prasar Bharati has signed an MOU with Hockey India in New Delhi today to provide live broadcast of the upcoming Hockey India League. With this MOU, Doordarshan has become the official broadcast partner for Hockey India League 2024-2025. On the occasion, Hockey India League Governing Committee member Bhola Nath Singh and Prasar Bharati chairman Navneet Sehgal exchanged the MOU. CEO Prasar Bharati Gaurav Dwivedi Director General of Akashvani Pragya Paliwal Gore, Director General Doordarshan Kanchan Prasad, Director General of Doordarshan News Priya Kumar, and among others also attended the event. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.